This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Run According to His Plan. In baseball, the team with the most points at the end of the game wins. But if we attempt to apply the plan of baseball to the game of golf, we will lose every time. Golf is played with different rules and requires a different strategy. Needless to say, it's critical to understand the rules and values of the game in which we are competing. We must know the plan for victory. A rich man came to ask Jesus how to get eternal life. He had been a good citizen, treated others well, and accumulated much wealth. But Jesus gave an unexpected answer. If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Matthew 19, verse 21. The rich man failed to see the connection and went away very sad. Matthew 19, verse 30. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. Jesus came with a message that the plan of life is not as it seems. The first, by the world's standard, does not automatically win. When the clock of life ticks its last, it will not be the one with the biggest bank account, biggest house, or nicest car who will stand victorious. It won't even be the one who pastors the largest church, feeds the most hungry, or tells the most people about Jesus. Rather, it will only be those who do the true work God requires. The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent. John 6, verse 29. Have we completed the work of God? Do we even value this work? When Jesus was asked what is the greatest commandment, He said, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Mark 12, verse 30. The greatest commandment ought to be our greatest priority, and the foundation on which we build our life, our family, and our ministry. Though other things may be enjoyable, important, or even necessary, they must never be allowed to occupy the throne of our life. Many of us feel like we're falling behind because of our decision to follow Christ. We see others prosper and start to believe we must compromise in order to keep pace. But the rules of the game have changed. God has a different plan, an eternal plan. The world around us has the wrong uniform, wrong equipment, and wrong playbook. The great deceiver would like to fill us with doubt, but we must not be swayed. No matter how loud the competition yells that we're going the wrong way, we must boldly continue on the path of truth. The final victory has already been won, and we are on the winning team. When God gave His Son and told us to believe, He turned the rules of the world system upside down. Let's forever follow our coach, thank Him for every single breath, and steadily run according to His plan. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.